Well, we're excited for big Thursday night game, primetime. Maybe, hopefully, not our only primetime game of the season, but Thursday night in the hometown. Obviously, a quick turnaround. Long day today that we got to kind of combine everything into one day and try to prepare for a very good defense, very aggressive defense. That's what we've seen on film so far. Very aggressive. 4-3. That's not that complicated. So you kind of see what you get, but very aggressive. We'll make plays, and we're going to have to try to take advantage of their aggressiveness, and we're going to have to do a good job of figuring out a game plan today and working on it, and moving on to our first Thursday game, home game since 2000, and what a good opportunity for us to play in front of the home crowd, and we're excited about it.
Are there any benefits to a short week?
I don't know. I guess the benefit is that you get to play another game sooner. I think there's not really a disadvantage. Obviously, we got to get our bodies right, and we don't have as much time to practice, but neither does Tampa. So there's not really a disadvantage. It's nice to just get to the game and play.
Personally, what would you do in a normal week that you won't do this week with the shortened time window?
I don't know. Obviously, we're not going to have the Thursday and Friday practices. It's all going to be one. I obviously won't have enough time or as much time as I usually do to prepare, but spend a lot of time outside of this facility to watch my own film, and I'll still get the same, the right amount of preparation. It just may not be as much as I did before, but I'm going to be prepared, and everyone's going to be prepared. Everyone's going to do a good job knowing that they have to do stuff on their own to get ready for this game.
Short week, does that help you put Sunday's game just out of your mind?
Definitely.
Completely?
I mean, I've already moved on. We're not thinking about Arizona anymore at all, and we're focused on, such a quick turnaround. We play in 48 hours, a little over 48 hours, and so we've moved on as a team, and definitely so.
Not a confidence thing, then?
No, not at all.
You talked about the differences mentally for you from last year, but is there a part of you that's kind of guarded against what you went through last year after having a couple bad games, and that slide just kind of continued and stopping it pretty quick here this year?
Yeah, definitely. You obviously don't want to get worse. Our objective is to progress every week, and I know I need to make a big progression from Sunday to Thursday, and that's what we try to do every week, and that's something I definitely need to do this week.
What's the biggest learning lesson that you took away from Sunday's game?
I don't know. I think, I guess the biggest thing is moving on quickly. And obviously, especially in this week, we have to move on quickly and just keep getting better at what we do. I don't know if there really was a certain learning lesson. But I think, kind of this whole week in general is learning to put that behind us and move on to the next game.
Do you spend more time or less time watching film of a game where, you struggled?
I think, this is a unique week. I think definitely, kind of buzzed through it pretty quickly. Obviously watched it, but buzzed through it pretty quickly yesterday and then moved right on to Tampa film. And I guess it's something, by the end of the year, once this year's over, it'll be something I'll go back and spend more time on. But this week is unique, so.
Do you guys really even do a corrections period like you normally would out here?
No.
On the quick buzz through, what were some of the things that stood out to you?
I think in general, just got to play better. We played against good defense, and it's something that I've already moved on from. Learned from it, and now I'm going to use that to get better for Tampa.
With the opportunity to be 6-2 and go into that long weekend, that's a lot better than if you lose this game. Obviously, they have to sit there.
Yeah, 6-2 would be huge, and our objective is to win every quarter of the season. And we're 2-1 in this quarter right now. To be 3-1 in this quarter and go 6-2 in the first half of the season will be big, and especially looking at the schedule in the second half. But we're focused on now, and to be 6-2, and a year ago we were in 2-6 at this point, and to have that flipped around would be good for us.
To what degree do you monitor what else is going on in the division right now?
Not much, at least not right now. We're only controlling what we can control, and it's early on, so it doesn't really matter.
Though you got all those, you have all those division games stacked on the back end, so more wins you can stack now.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, no matter what, you want to win as many games you can as soon as possible. But knowing that that schedule down at the end of the road will be big. We want to win and take advantage of the opportunities that we have now.
What stood out to you about Adrian's performance on Sunday?
He's played exceptionally well, and he's done that all year. I think everyone's seen him progress week to week, and he's running hard, and he almost, he had a couple that he almost broke for long touchdowns, and And we're going to look for him to do that again on Thursday.
Do you look like the Adrian before either of the injuries?
I think so. I mean, I think everyone saw him running exceptionally well. I mean, he looked really good.
Initial impressions of Tampa's defense? I know you said they're aggressive, but things that stand out to you?
The front seven, good front seven, good front four. Can get back to the quarterback, very athletic, very quick. I think their defensive backs like to take chances on things, and I think something we'll have to see with their aggressiveness. You maybe take some opportunities to take advantage of it, but it's a good defense. It's a very solid defense, and that's why we got to really, really spend time preparing for them.
Off a couple tough performances, do you almost look more eager to the next time out and being able to kind of change that script?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think I'm always eager to get out and play and keep improving. But, I think especially this week with such a quick turnaround, I mean, I want to get out there and play well.
What are you seeing from Jerome Simpson in terms of being incorporated in the office and offense and being healthy?
It looks healthy. I mean, he's jumping around like he's 10 years old. And so he's healthy. We just got to keep getting him the ball. And honestly, he's a heck of a player and a heck of a receiver. We're going to keep finding ways to get him the ball and utilize him.
They do anything specifically to sort of limit Percy beyond that one drive that he?
Not really, no.
Win would also be 5-0 at home, which is, I'm sure, something that stands out to you.
Yeah, that's something we talked about, is being undefeated at home. And we've done that so far. We want to continue that, obviously. And playing at home is such an advantage for us. I mean, our crowd really gets into it and makes it really hard on their offense. And so we want to continue that.
Particularly valuable not traveling with such a short week.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think that's definitely an advantage for us. And to have, back-to-back home games and then, them traveling, I think that's tough. So.
Thank you. Right. Thanks.
Yep.